I'm not settling down without romance. Like, I'm not settling down with any man who doesn't know how to be romantic. And at this point in life, there are so many avenues to learn it if you don't know romance. You can get on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, watch a movie, read a book. At this point, I don't care. Figure it out. Because I've experienced enough men at this point that I know that romance is very much possible. Like, I've experienced the decorated hotel rooms, surprise vacations, surprise bags, like romantic dinners. I've experienced it all.
You're not getting in my panties without you coming out the pocket, period.
See, that's crazy.
To the point that when I do every so often meet the man, I don't buy girls flowers. Okay, Grinch, do you want a cookie? You don't want to talk to me. Talking about you don't buy girls flowers. I didn't think that big of a deal. Oh, it is that big of a deal. It's that big of a deal. And for that reason, I have set that standard. And if you're not romantic, you're just not the man for me.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you.
I don't think a man want to romance a woman who works at Ford and rocks the Ford gear when she out and about. Long-term relationships aren't about romance. It's about duty, responsibility, commitment, things like that. Since you love romance so much, why don't you do the romantic stuff? And you can be the person who leads in romance. You can be the one that set the rose petals on the bed before y'all get busy.
No.
I'm done dating. I'm tired. Like, it's draining. I try to, like, talk to men and try to see. I'm just tired. Y'all are boring. Y'all are disgusting. Y'all sleeping around. I can't do it no more. I'm tired. The lover girl in me is sitting down. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Don't breathe the same air as me. I'm just tired. Like, y'all are terrible. This generation of men is terrible. Like, we too old for this shit.
You be all right, nigga. You tough, right?
Let me know what y'all think of the Janet Jackson Poetic Justice braid. Y'all feeling it? Yay or nay? These are the type of men you attract. And to be honest, these are the type of men you are attracted to. There's guys in your inbox right now who would be sweet gentlemen, and you would be repulsed by them. And you would be done with them before it even start. So I just don't want to hear it. And then she said men are boring. Women who aren't boring and have exciting personalities and things to talk about, they could sit there and talk and have fun with the most boring man on the planet.
He ain't lying.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
You could literally be the perfect female for a man and still not be the one for him. You can do everything right to the T. Communication. Like, you can communicate well. You can cook well. You could be the wifely, like, woman. You can do everything to the T, like I said, and still not be for that man. I feel like sometimes we are too good for certain people. But it's not because that they're not used to a good person. It's real because they are just not fully aware of what they actually want. Something might come across to them so strong and be so perfect, but it's like, dang, they need some time because they're not really, like, it's not programming, like, this it for, but it's like, no, like, this is not it for me. I don't know if I'm making sense, but I think I'm explaining the point.
Absolutely not.
I have no idea what she's talking about. Like, really, she lost me. But the funny thing is, she thinks she really just dropped gems. And I don't even understand what the she was talking about. And let's be clear, she don't understand what the she was talking about.
That crazy bitch out there again.
Man, I can't believe dudes out here still asking women, when I'm going to see you, when I'm going to see you, when I'm going to see you, when I'm going to see you. Bro, when you plan a date, she been at work all week. She working just like you. So guess what she want to hear on a Friday night? Can you dinner at 7 on Friday? Are you available? That's what she want to hear, bro. She's a grown woman with real bills and responsibilities, bro. She do not want to hear when I'm going to see you 24/7. We not 18 and 21 no more, man. She pay her bills just like you. She not a bum. She a grown woman. She have emotion. She got a nice car. She having it, man. Good credit. She having it. She want to hear what steakhouse we going to on Friday. Let's dress up. Let's go get some lemon drop. Then she might let you bust it down. She might let you bust it down. But guess what? You keep on saying when I'm going to see you like a little boy. What she going to do with when I'm going to see you? Come on, man. Y'all got to stop this stuff, man. You dealing with a real bossed up grown woman. She don't want to hear when I'm going to see you 24/7.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
What nigga slap fire out of you, nigga? Shut the fuck up.
We got another black panda bear here. We get it, man. Trying to get your likes up. We don't care about a woman being bossed up, but I agree with him. If you're trying to get at a chick, get at her. Don't keep asking her when I'm going to see you. Make plans, bro. Be a leader. I get that part. But this was some crazy pandering. When dudes say when I'm going to see you, they trying to tell you, let me come over and hit. I'm not trying to take you out on a date. When you trying to let me come over and hit them skins? Because these 40-plus bossed up women ain't for relationships. That boat didn't sail 20 years ago. They just trying to, you know, do what it do in the bedroom. And he kind of even alluded to that. If you take her out on a date, she might let you bust it down. Likely not. Because we all know the dudes that they let bust it down don't got to take them on dates.
Message!
People could tell when you don't love yourself. All that being desperate to have somebody around. All that doing whatever to keep somebody around. Doing whatever to show them that you're the one they should pick. Going above and beyond. Sacrificing time away from yourself. Giving your last. If you constantly give your last, at that point, you can't even complain that somebody is using you. If you constantly let somebody disrespect you, at that point, you can't even complain about the disrespect. At that point, that's how you feel about yourself, and that's what you're signaling to them. If you don't care how you feel based on the actions that's being put upon you, why would they care how you feel? Why would they care to value your presence when you don't value your presence enough to walk away? Yeah, talking is cool. You could talk about what you're going to do. You could talk about how hurt you is. You could talk all day long about how you got standards. Talk all day long about how you can't be played with. You not one of them, woo, woo, woo. But actions is going to show. People don't respect talkers.
Look who's talking.
Look, you know how people know you don't love yourself? The nose ring. But I like the natural hair. I'll give you that. Everything she said was right. I can't disagree. But you know the funny part is, she's still gonna mess with the same type of dudes and continue doing what she telling other people not to do.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a coinky dink.